This is Today in History, April the 5th. On this day in 1614, Pocahontas married Englishman John Rolfe, a widower in the Virginia colony. Also on this day in 1764, Britain's Parliament passed the American Revenue Act of 1764, also known as the Sugar Act, which was repealed in 1766. On this day in 1887, Anne Sullivan achieved a breakthrough as her six-year-old deaf, blind pupil, Helen Keller, learned the meaning of the word water as spelled out in the manual alphabet. On this day in 1955, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill resigned his office for health reasons. In 1964, Army General Douglas MacArthur died in Washington, D.C. at age 84. And in 1976, reclusive billionaire Howard Hughes died in Houston at age 70. Also on this day in 1986, two American servicemen and a Turkish woman were killed in the bombing of a West Berlin discotheque, an incident which prompted a U.S. air raid on Libya more than a week later.
Katya is at the La Belle on the night of the 5th of April. Just after 2:30 a.m., a bomb explodes in the center of the club. Everything went black. You couldn't see anything. My eardrums must have burst immediately because I felt like I was underwater. Things happened quickly, but also in really slow motion and surreal, like a dream. I was very calm. I just thought, okay, this is where you die.
Unecht wie in einem Traum. Eigentlich war ich ganz ruhig. Ich habe gedacht, okay, jetzt stirbst du hier.
The club is reduced to rubble. The brutal attack leaves 3 dead and 250 injured. Katya is taken to hospital with serious injuries. Investigators believe the bombers came in through East Berlin. America suspects Libyan leader Colonel Gaddafi of orchestrating the attack.
On this day in 1988, a 15-day hijacking ordeal began as gunmen forced a Kuwait Airways jumbo jet to land in Iran.
A Kuwait Airways 747, which was hijacked this morning, is still sitting on the ground in northeastern Iran with more than 100 people on board. Among them, 3 members of Kuwait's royal family. The hijackers have now agreed to release some of the women. The hijackers are demanding the release of prisoners in Kuwait.
On this day in 1991, former Senator John Tower, his daughter Marion, and 21 other people were killed in a commuter plane crash near Brunswick, Georgia. And on this day, in 1994, Kurt Cobain commits suicide.
Kurt Cobain was the lead singer of the group Nirvana. Their albums were bestsellers, their songs filled with images of despair and violence. One lyric, "The sun is gone, but I have a light. The day is done, but I'm having fun." And then this morning, his body found at home, another casualty of success.
Modern rock icon Kurt Cobain commits suicide on this day in 1994. His body was discovered inside his home in Seattle, Washington, 3 days later by Gary Smith, an electrician who was installing a security system in the suburban house. Despite indications that Cobain, the lead singer of Nirvana, killed himself, several skeptics questioned the circumstances of his death and pinned responsibility on his wife, Courtney Love. At least 2 books, including one penned by Love's estranged father and a nationally released documentary, Kurt and Courtney, openly expressed doubt that Cobain killed himself and all but accused Love of having her husband killed. Her volatile reputation and healthy list of enemies helped to circulate the rumors. However, police have concluded that Cobain's death was the result of suicide.
Why do you think your husband killed himself?
He was ganged up upon.
You feel his death is your fault?
In this instance, yes.
Because?
Because I didn't need to call for an intervention. I just panicked. He thought it was a waste of space. Yes, I told him he had dropped the baby. And I was mean about it.
Cobain's downward spiral began taking shape in Italy the previous month. He went into a coma and nearly died after mixing champagne and the drug Rohypnol. The public was led to believe that the coma was induced by an accidental heroin overdose, since Cobain had a well-known problem with the drug. Back at home in Seattle, the police were called to Cobain and Love's home when he again threatened to kill himself. Although Cobain stated in a 1991 interview that he didn't believe in guns, the officers confiscated 4 from his possession. As his wife and friends watched him spin out of control, they attempted to intervene. Cobain mostly ignored their concerns, but reluctantly checked into a rehabilitation clinic in Los Angeles at the end of March. On March 30th, Cobain walked away from the clinic without informing his family or friends. For the next few days,
Love could not locate him and decided to hire a private detective on April 3rd. The detective made contact with Cobain the following day in Seattle, but Cobain refused to return to Los Angeles. In the meantime, Cobain had convinced a friend to buy him a gun, claiming he needed it for protection. On April 5th, Cobain returned home. He had ingested enough Valium and heroin to reach near fatal levels. In the apartment above the garage was Cobain's sloppily written suicide note, quoting Neil Young's lyric that it is, quote, better to burn out than to fade away, end quote. Modern rock icon Kurt Cobain commits suicide April 5th, 1994, on this day in history.
I'm so happy, 'cause today found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, 'cause so are you. Book on his Sunday morning is every day for all I care. And I'm not scared, light my candles in our days, 'cause I found God. Yeah.